Proclamation number 7116 of 9th of May, 1958. Humble prayer. Pride share of the adversary. Just present your request to me in all humility and you'll certainly find an open ear. For humility of heart results in the human being speaking to his father like a child, that his prayer is not a demand but a request which I will only gladly grant. As soon as the human being lifts a spiritual life in addition to his earthly life, as soon as his thoughts are not exclusively turned towards the world but when the human being constantly reflects on his heavenly Father in the midst of the world, he will soon establish the right relationship with him. He will recognize me as his God and Creator and therefore approach me in all humility but nevertheless always come to me when earthly or spiritual worries beset him, because he knows that I alone can provide a remedy. And therefore he asks me in childlike trust and will truly not make a wrong request. A humble person has already taken the path of return to me, for what kept his soul separated from me for endless times was pride as part of my adversary, whom it once followed to the depth of. Hence, every person who still shows a spark of pride within himself is still under my adversary's control, and until he has discarded this characteristic, until he exalts himself towards me, he will not be able to be accepted by me either, for thereby he sets up the barrier himself, and he will hardly establish the right relationship of a child towards the father, because this requires humility of heart. And as long as the human being refuses to enter into humility of heart towards me, he will not be able to pray to me with childlike trust. His prayer will rather be a request prompted by his own feeling of powerlessness to be able to help himself. And such a prayer is not the right one. It will not reach my ear because the intimate bond between child and father is missing, the intimate relationship which, as it were, forces me to consider the child according to its request. The acknowledgement of a God and Creator can be the result of intellectual thinking which, however, need not be proof that the human being has already given up his inner arrogant attitude towards this God and Creator he has recognized. Whereas I am acknowledged as Father, pride is also overcome there. The human being feels his lowliness towards me but nevertheless comes to me because love also dwells in a humble heart, which has thus recognized me and pushes towards me. And therefore I can also shower such a child with my grace which it gratefully accepts from my hands and which helps it to always reduce the distance from me. It is something significant when the human being has discarded his arrogance, when he himself feels small and yet can receive special consideration from me. For he has now become my child in truth, which can also soon reach that degree of light which he once possessed. For his prayers will predominantly be for his spiritual well-being, he will certainly also trustingly turn to me in earthly adversity. Yet his spiritual progress is of greater concern to him and he will never stop asking for help to reach his aim on earth. But only a truly humble person can address such a prayer to me, because he recognizes his weaknesses and shortcomings. Yet you must also differentiate between inner humility or outward submissiveness which is of no value to me and cannot earn you any influx of grace either. And therefore every person should subject himself to criticism as to how his inner thinking and feeling is. And it will only be a blessing for him if he tries to purify himself from every arrogant thought. If he tries to withdraw himself from the power of the one whose arrogance once brought him down. Amen.